Hello everybody, how are you doing? This is Adam Roxby here once again from Harwich Peninsula Friends of the Earth. And it's been a little while since my last audio message to you all, and I thought it was high time I gave you an update on how some of the things are going. The first thing to say is our website relaunch is nearly complete. There's a couple of bits that need to be added, but on the whole the website is looking a lot better and to a place where it can start serving the local community. And if you haven't visited our website, then I highly encourage you to go to harwichfoe.co.uk and see what you can do to help your local, national and even global environment. We're having our monthly meeting next Wednesday, and again, our website is the place to go to find out all the information about the events that we take part in. There's a lot of things that we do, a lot of things that you can get involved in. But a really good place to start is obviously our monthly meetings, and we hold those at the Salvation Army Hall on George Street here in Harwich. Now, the reason why I'm walking down the seafront here at Harwich is to have a look at the site of our wildflower planting earlier in the year. As you may remember, or have even watched the video documenting our wildflower planting, members of the group and many other local members of the public helped out and took part in a series of wildflower plantings here on St. Helens Green. We were given nearly 300 wildflower plants to plant, and the conditions have been a bit tough for the plants, it has to be said, with the constant sea air and the less than ideal soil conditions, but members of the group have dutifully been watering the plants on a regular basis, so it's time to go over and have a look and see how they're getting on. So, just approaching the area now, and it's immediately visible to see where the patch is amongst a sea of mown grass banks. Our patch stands amongst tall, tan-coloured grass, and in between these patches you can see, various patches of areas where the wildflowers have been planted. And while they may not, as I say, have done as well as we would have liked, or probably as well as some in ideal conditions would have done, we can actually see some of them are starting to flower, and all you need to do is just have a look at the picture which is associated with this audio message to see how they are getting along. Yes, and there's one here. I mean, I have to confess my personal knowledge of wildflower plants is a little bit limited, so I'm not quite sure what particular species of plant this is, but this one in particular is doing rather well. And as I continue to walk along towards Old Harwich, I can see that out of the various patches, there have been obviously a few have been lost due to natural reasons, but really they seem to be establishing themselves rather well. And obviously in the months to come, these will start to gain more of a hold and develop and blossom and hopefully become that habitat for bees which we so desperately need. I obviously don't need to tell you that bees have been in such a serious decline and a worrying decline recently for a number of reasons. You know, for example, pesticide use and habitat loss. And Harwich Peninsula Friends of the Earth, along with Friends of the Earth in general and many other community groups, are trying their utmost to reverse this and to address this head on. Not only politically, but out here in the actual heart of our community. This wildflower planting was an experiment, a proof of concept really, to see how it would react and how the public have reacted. And even while I've been walking by here, I can see a couple just having a look at some of the information boards that have been put up to let people know what's going on here. And the next stage for this wildflower planting is to move to other areas of Harwich to try and create a bee haven for our vital pollinators, because it's so vital. I mean, the amount of food that they provide us has been measured in the billions, the services they provide for pollinating our food supply. So really what we're doing here is creating a functional area for bees, but also something very visual for the people of Harwich to see that there are things that we can all can do. These plants don't have to be planted in common areas, they can be planted in your own back garden. So hopefully this has inspired you to maybe do something, to get involved with Friends of the Earth. You can do it completely easily. Visit foe.co.uk, or if you're in the local area, then be sure to help us out here at Harwich Friends of the Earth by visiting harwichfoe.co.uk. Thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to speaking to you all again, as always, really soon. Take care.